Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. Visit our website, www.iwantmoreaction.com, for more reviews and podcast episodes. So, Frank, what movie are we going to review today?
Well, Chris, today we're going to do Vanguard. And Vanguard is about a covert security company. Vanguard is the last hope of survival for an accountant after he is targeted by the world's deadliest mercenary organization.
Yeah, covert my ass when we get to the plot.
Yeah, being covert and being undercover has nothing to do with this movie whatsoever.
Not at all. It's directed by Stanley Tong, who, if I'm not mistaken, also directed Rumble in the Bronx. And it really the only people the average American is going to know that this movie has in it is Jackie Chan.
Yes, yeah.
So what do you think of Vanguard?
I liked Vanguard. I think it definitely delivers on the action front.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely lacking on the story, acting, script
pacing,
and even in a way, even editing also front.
But the editing of the fights and stuff are good.
But the editing of the action scenes are really well. But the editing of the overall movie, could have used a little.
Before, they had that fade to black when a scene needs to skip. I'm like, that is so not Hollywood style. Like it's just.
Yeah, you know what it is? I mean, I don't know if it's like Asian cinema in general, but I feel like they missed certain scenes that would have been like an American version of this movie and would have connected those scenes better and probably would have added more to the story as well.
Definitely would have had more character development of the villain.
Yeah, character development of everybody, really. There's no character development of anybody in this movie.
Only that one guy who, like, you find out has a son and a wife, and that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Not, like, much character development. Like, I don't know what he does in his home life.
Yeah, exactly, yes. I mean, the movie really just focuses on the Vanguard team. It's Jackie Chan, these two other agents, and a female agent, and they sort of have to protect this guy's daughter. They're supposed to rescue her, and they have to protect her, and then they have to rescue her, I think, again, right? And then the other guy gets kidnapped, too. Of course, it is more of a plot of like this banker steals all this money from this Middle Eastern arm.
Like a sheik guy?
He's like a sheik. He's some kind of like prince or something like that. He steals money from his father, and his father was killed by the military, and now his son's kind of coming after his money and also going after revenge of the military who killed his dad, which you don't learn until like later on in the movie when it's almost
It's not even third act. It's like. At the end of the third
act. Yes, it's the end of the third act. You realize there's a twist. I don't know if it's supposed to be a twist or like you're supposed to learn about it then, but yeah, they try to shove in this whole other subplot into the movie last minute. But the action scenes in this movie are actually really good. The choreography is really good. The camera work is really good. The camera's pulled back. You see everything. The stunt work is really good.
You can tell Jackie Chan's stunt team was definitely a big part of this.
Yes, definitely a big part of it. Plenty of special effects, maybe too much special effects.
Not very good special effects,
but it is, you know, I don't know if this was a big budget film for China. I don't know. Again, this is an Asian film, so they do things a little bit differently there. I think they sometimes rely on special effects a little more so than American films. I mean, don't get me wrong, American films can go special effects heavy, but it seems like here they spend a lot more time and effort in like finishing, polishing them off, make sure they look really, really well. In China, I feel like maybe they didn't run out of money, but like it just seems like they kind of left it.
I also feel like in China they put special, they do things digitally that we just go and do practically.
Yeah,
like exactly. Car chases and stuff don't have to be done digitally.
Yeah, like there's one scene where they're driving through like a shopping center or something, and there's glass flying everywhere. But all the glass is digital. Like there's no fake glass.
The cars are probably digital too.
Yeah, even looks
digital.
Like,
almost the whole digital. Car chase.
Yes, even parts where one's car is like when the gold Humvees are like smashing through a whole parking lot street of cars, you could tell all the other cars are digital. Like they're not real.
Well, like this is basically like Hong Kong's answer,
to
a Hollywood blockbuster.
Yeah,
like you could tell that in Asia, I don't know if it was or not, but this was supposed to be a blockbuster film.
Yeah, this is almost like they're trying, like I wouldn't say they're not ripping off, but this is their also answer to a Marvel movie. This is like them trying to make a Marvel movie, even everything down to Captain China. He's in this also.
Yeah. Well, he's not in it personally.
No, he's not in it personally, but his little Popco figure is you can't miss him.
Funko Pop's there.
But everything from like the action scenes feel very like it was ripped from a Marvel movie, not the storyline or even the characters, but like just the overall like
and the size
feel
of
the action scenes.
The scope of the action scenes
feel very Marvel-ish. Even the color schemes and like the lighting of it feels like a Marvel movie. Everything's very well lit. Everything's evenly lit. They're outside for a lot of these scenes. It just feels like a Marvel movie, but it's missing the magic that most Marvel movies actually have. But so I feel I'm sure we'll see more Vanguard films in the future. But you know, again, but the action is good though. I have to say, like, I was entertained the whole time. It just didn't have that little extra something to it that maybe what made me want to go back and watch it again, really
Yeah.
though.
Let me ask you, do you think Jackie Chan should retire from martial arts films? You think he's done?
You know, I think he kind of already did. I don't really think this is really his movie. I think he's in it. I think he's such a big household name that him by him just being in this movie, it's going to get notoriety, you know, and it almost has a little more credibility to it. I mean, he kind of has a couple of stunts in it, but he doesn't really go all in, and
Him
you can
getting in the
tell.
car was really cool. When
Yeah,
it's like
like.
driving away, and like you could tell he really did that too.
Yes, exactly. You know, he has a couple of these like standout scenes that he's in, but the movie's not about him. The movie, he
No.
obviously takes a backseat, like literally, like he's sort of like the mentor of the younger team there. So he could tell like he's kind of making way for like, I think he's almost trying to like pass the torch in some ways.
Yeah.
I think that's what he does in most of his movies nowadays. He's kind of doing that. I mean, you have movies like The Foreigner, where like it really is focusing more on him, but like nowadays I feel like he's just kind of there to like lend his name and maybe his stunt crew to like the film, not so much be like
Probably
the
produce it
star
too. He probably
and
produced it
produce
on
it.
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I think this type of role is perfect for like what he should be doing now.
Yeah,
Stuff
yes,
like this, like
exactly.
you know, like being in the movie, maybe police captain or something, where like he has to do a few action scenes, small because he's still Jackie Chan,
Yep, and
but
people
like
expect
you
that of
said,
him.
he can give the rub to like the younger guys.
Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to do because he's getting older. I mean, one
Yeah,
day,
he's in his
eventually, he,
60s.
as I'm saying, eventually he will won't be able to do these things anymore. So he'll need you know these new actors, these new to come up and like. But you know, you're never going to have another Jackie Chan. This guy was trained from like birth, like to be Jackie Chan. You know, like these other actors, they might be good at fighting, but they weren't trained with the same kind of diligence like him, like Sammo Hung were back in the day.
Yeah.
But they need a new younger crew of action stars in Asia. So they gotta start somewhere, right? So I guess these guys, we might be seeing these Asian actors in more Asian action films in the future. You never know.
Like all the actors around them look like they're in like their late 20s, early 30s. So, like everyone else in this movie, like his team in the movie are young. So, we're gonna take a quick 10-second break and leave you a message from our sponsor. And when we get back, we're gonna break down all these action scenes in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, Frank, what do you think of the fights?
The fights, I gave a 3 out of 5 in this. The fights were really, really competent. I like the fights in this. I think they had that Asian flair while also feeling very practical. I didn't feel they went in one direction more than the other. You know, obviously Jackie Chan kind of does his thing, but yeah, I felt like they had it had more flair than I was expecting, but it didn't get like into that like goofiness where like it's totally full on like kung fu fighting. It feels like more like Western spy movie fighting combined with like martial arts. I actually enjoyed the fighting probably more so than anything else in this movie. But again, it's still nothing like it's nothing groundbreaking either though. It's very competent, but it's just nothing amazing.
I actually really liked the fights in this movie. I gave it a 4 out of 5. And I really liked the fight that the first big fight you get in the restaurant. I thought that
Yes.
was really fun.
Yeah.
With the knife fights and all the other stuff going on and dodging gunshots. I thought that was really choreographed really well and filmed well. And the other fights are good too. And you know, and all the fighting that's going on the boats, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah,
Great. Well, we'll get into stunts next, but great stunt work. Great stunt work and fighting. So I gave it a 4 out of 5. I was really entertained by the fights. Stunts, I gave a 4 out of 5 also. I thought, especially like I said, like all the stunt work is excellent in this movie. That's the one thing they're not CGIing is the people. There's actually a lot of stunts in this film. Like you can tell Jackie Chan had his crew go above and beyond to try to make this a good film. And there's like this river scene where they're just jumping from boat to boat to jet skis and all that stuff. And it's all practical and it looks friggin' awesome.
Yeah, I gave it 4 out of 5 too for the stunts. A lot of the same reasons that you just said, because everything is practical. All the stunts are real. It's obviously stunt teams doing this, and they really didn't hold back when it came to the stunts. I feel like they went all in. And again, this is kind of what Asian martial arts films do best, and they definitely knew what they could do best, and they stuck with it. I mean, it's Jackie Chan, right? So like that's one thing. His stunts are always known for his movies, and he
Yeah.
doesn't disappoint here. But it feels like everyone else got in on it. It wasn't just Jackie Chan doing it. Like everyone is doing
Even
stunts in this. The
the
bad
other
guys,
actors who might
other
not be martial
actors,
arts stuff,
exactly,
they were
other
having a
actors.
blast.
Everyone, and like you said, stunts are real stunts. People getting thrown around, up and getting flipped and like knocked through stuff. Like the stunts are really, 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 really good. And not just stunts with each other, but like off of buildings and like off of cars and like you said, the boats. Like I said, the stunt work is really, really, really good in this movie. It's probably one of the best aspects of the film in general.
And even if there is wire work, you really can't tell. like when the wire work was used. But that's one thing Jackie Chan's excellent at.
Mm-hmm. He hides it.
He hides it. Like, instead of using wires for a kick, he uses wires for the impact of the kick, of the guy getting kicked.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's just really smart in the way he uses wires. He's a genius with that.
Mm-hmm.
What about special effects?
Special effects, you know, as much as they're, like, as much as the special effects aren't great, I actually did give it a 3 out of 5, only because there's a lot of them, and the amount of special effects, and they're not total trash, I have to say, like, I wasn't, they're not so bad that it takes you out of it, but at least without them, I don't know what else they would have been doing with this. Like, I don't think it would have been, I don't think it would have been better without it. I think it adds a little bit more to it. I think it could have been better, but I feel like if they weren't there, it would have been like, it would have been much, much worse. As much as I think it looked kind of cheap without them, I think the movie would have been just much worse overall. I'm glad something was there. I would rather be practical, but it is so much special effects left and right in this movie that I just had to give it more points just for the amount of special effects that are in it. And they're not good, but the amount that's there, I had to give it an extra point besides being 2 out of 5, because it almost was a 2 out of 5.
Speaking of 2 out of 5, that's exactly what I gave it, because I hated the special effects.
Yeah.
I thought they looked unfinished and crap.
Okay, they aren't good, but the amount of special effects that are there, there's a ton. I mean, literally, almost every scene has special effects in this movie. Like, literally, even the scenes where there shouldn't be special effects, there's special effects.
Unfortunately,
Like, even when there's backgrounds with special effects, like, literally, like, people, like, go like everything is almost special effects in this movie, to the point where, like, it's almost exhausting. But you're like, all right, they actually did a lot.
But they're not good special effects. Well, like Chris said, people get the wrong idea.
They're not good. There's just a lot of it. And there are certain things in here that I feel like. Other thing too, there are special effects in some things that are better than others.
There's some special effects
that are actually pretty decent and pretty good. But then there's special effects in some scenes where it's like, oh my god, what am I watching?
Like scenery special effects, they did really well.
Yeah, so that's like what I'm saying.
Animals that you'll see in the movie and cars are so bad.
Yes,
and the guy hovering around looks so stupid.
And the problem with the cars and the problem with the animals in this, and you have to watch movies to know what we're talking about, isn't so much how they look, it's how they act, it's how they move. It obviously looks like the animals are like almost like they're cognizant of like what's going
it's
on
like
around
a guy
them.
Walking around on all fours in a green outfit. And
yeah,
then
exactly.
You put the animal over them.
Yeah,
like, that's it what it looks like. They're not moving animal. Like an animal.
Yes, they're not behaving like an animal. Like she's literally hanging out with these lions like her best friend. Like no one in their right mind would ever. I don't care if you were born with these, grew up with these lions. No one would
by
do
yourself?
This.
Like that,
and the lions would not care to protect her the way that they do. Like it's just ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
like,
when she calls him Charlie.
Yeah,
Charlie,
yes.
I think his name is.
Yeah, like, no, it's just ridiculous. But again, like there's just so much of it. Like it's kind of overbearing at some points.
But like I said, the coconut scene. They're running away from the bad guys, and this girl, like you know, she's a wildlife preservist,
mm-hmm.
and she saves one of the spies, and she brings him up in like a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even explain it any other way. It's like this round coconut house.
Yeah, it's like a little tree house. A coconut, basically.
So she could,
like,
spy on birds. Yeah. Like, that's really what it's for. But then she brings them there to hide. But it is filmed, and it looks so bad.
You could tell it's obviously green screen. Like, to the point where like, even the sun looks
like the thing's on the ground. Like, in a way it's being filmed, but it's supposed to be in a big tree. The tree's, like, maybe a foot tall in real life, and the thing's just on it.
Again, the whole thing is just special effects CGI. There's not one real thing probably in that whole scene.
Let's get into the hover guy one second.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst thing in the movie. And it's all special effects, but it's just so dumb. It takes all the martial arts and gunfights that's going on when he appears. I'm like, you are taking me out of this film so bad.
Again, that one guy, too, is the reason what made me remind me of a Marvel movie. Like, it just felt like they were trying to make this a Marvel movie so bad that they had to put this guy in. And you know, they could have used, and also, like, if you're going to go all the way. Like give him a jetpack. Why give him that stupid drone thing that he's on? Like, you're going to
It looks like so people who didn't see the movie, he's basically on a flying skateboard.
Yes, it's a flying drone skateboard.
Like a skateboard he's on. And, like, he has, like, perfect balance. He never loses, like, any type of balance while he's flying around on this thing.
Yeah, and I think these things, in a way, they kind of do exist. I think I've seen these things in, like, you know, popular science magazines.
But they don't move like that.
They don't move like
they
that.
They kind of just hover a little off the ground and
But again, if you're gonna this whole movie is like science fiction based. Like if you're gonna do it, go all the way and give him a cool kind of jetpack or something. Don't give him this
totally
dumb
agree.
Like
give him an outfit, give him like an Iron Man outfit. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't give him some dumb flimsy little flying skateboard.
And then
like you say he's
his
got.
Best move is he shoots paint at someone's face.
Yeah, he's just paint on the cars so they can't see where they're going.
But that's his thing. Everyone else is machine gunning people, but he, for some reason, can't do that. He has to paint people.
Because apparently he knew that they were going to have cars.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
I don't know how he knew they were going to have cars, but he knew they were going to have cars, yeah.
So stupid. He's the thing I noticed. Like, yeah, I was like, yeah, his car, the car effects are horrible, but the chase is cool.
Yes, exactly.
But, like,
yes.
Him, when he comes, like, the two times he comes in, I'm like, takes me out of the movie. I'm like, this guy is so dumb. He just keeps taking me out.
Yeah, it also, you think
thank
that, like,
God he's not around a lot.
Yeah, and also, you think that he'd be the first person they'd be shooting at to kill, since this guy's flying on a little
skateboard.
He
has, like, no armor on or anything.
No, he's just this regular leather suit he's wearing. That's it. It's really cheesy.
I guess we can get into shootouts, and then, okay, we'll start shootouts, and I'll say what I have to say. This movie's more graphic than I thought it'd be when it comes to shootouts.
Yeah.
Yes. I gave the shootouts a 4 out of 5. They're actually really, really good. There's, like, people machine... And there's a ton of destruction in the environment when shootouts are going on, which I love.
Yes.
So it's not like... It's a ton of squib work. It's not like CGI dumb flares and sparks coming off stuff.
Yes. Actually, you saying that right there, yes. I gave the same thing, 4 out of 5, but... All those things actually kind of go back into special effects as well. There's a lot of bad CGI, but, like, this is also the good stuff, is that they actually do a lot of practical stuff in here as well. Like you said, all the bullet shell casings, like the squib work, like people are getting shot up in this. Like, the gunfighting is really good. Like I said, when they're shooting at, like, the... There's a couple, like, scenes when they're in the Middle East compound, like, behind walls, and the walls getting getting shot up and everything.
And they're using cover, like, just tactical, like,
it looks cover, yes. It was really good. Again, the shootouts actually really surprised me in this movie. I thought they could be kind of, like cheesy, but no, the tactics that they use, like, how they actually fight, it's not cheesy at all. It's actually really down-to-earth and real.
They don't do that John Wick stuff. Like, it's like more military-style.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Snipers, they have Gatling guns on the cars and stuff. Like, it's crazy what they do in this movie. I was really surprised, and I was, like, happy. I was like, yo, that's awesome. They're actually, like, they're not just cheesing it and taking the easy way out. Like, this is really good.
Yeah, definitely.
But the fights and the shootouts are probably the best thing about this film. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot. There's easily, like, at least, like, 3 big, like, set pieces.
Yes.
Of just, like,
and they go
straight
on for,
up,
like a while.
Yeah, they're like, 15-minute set pieces, if not more sometimes. Especially the end one, too, when they go to the Middle East.
What about chase scenes? What'd you do?
Chasing's, I gave a 3 out of 5. You know, if the cars were really well, it would have got a 4 out of 5. But just there's too much fake cars CGI going on there for me to give it anything more than a 3. It's still fun. It's popcorn to watch. It's great to watch. But, like, at some point, you know it's fake, and you kind of, like, roll your eyes a little bit watching it. But again, it's still fun. And it's not just a car chasing. It's a boat chasing. A car chasing. You know, there's other kind of chase scenes in this movie. So you get a little bit more out of it than just, like, a car chasing. So it's kind of unique in that sense, too.
I gave the chase scenes... I gave it a 2 out of 5. And the reason is, like, I thought... Yeah, the boat chase is better.
Yeah.
But I thought the car chase was just looked so fake. And it kind of just took me out of the movie. And
I mean, there's some scenes also where they go, like, through houses or, like, buildings... And it's obviously it's cool, but it's,
but
again,
you can
it's obviously
tell,
fake
when the
though.
Cars land and stuff, they land. They're just so fake.
Yeah, it's fake. It's so fake. That's the thing.
And that I took a point off.
It's almost like for,
but I was like, oh man, this is just so bad.
It's almost for comedic relief too. It's almost like for like a joke. It's almost not to be taken seriously. How it all like transpires. Those cars would not be.
You know how
running
like when you watch
that.
A Fast and the Furious movie, you can't tell when the car CGI. Like, you can totally tell when the car's real or CGI in this movie.
Yes.
Like, there's no doubt you're looking at, like, PS3 graphic.
But you know what it is? It's not even so much how it looks.
It's how it moves.
It's the physics. It's the physics of the car. That's the problem with it. It's not the car. The car looks real, but how the car... Like, you know, like, in those movies where, like, the car's, like, gliding as if it has wings on it. Like, his car was just full
straight
down.
And when it crashes, it just, like, stops. Like, it doesn't have that no momentum behind it.
Yeah.
It just, like, hit... Like, it crashes or flips, and it just smoke. And like, and like, the car doesn't accordion. Like, it's just, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, no, it's obviously fantasy. It has a very strong fantasy element to it.
However, I still gave the movie a 3 out of 5. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, 3 out of 5 too. It's a solid movie. Go, you know, it's again, if it had less CGI and had more practical effects, especially when it comes to the cars, it could have been a 4 out of 5
movie.
Yes,
I agree.
Definitely, it could have been. And other people out there might actually like it more than we did. And you know, they may go with it a lot more if the special effects don't bother them. They'll definitely give it probably a 4 out of 5. But for me and you, yeah, it's definitely a 3 out of 5 movie.
Like I said, it's also missing. Like, it's missing a... It's not that it's bad, and it's not that it's dark, but it's missing a certain amount of charm.
Yeah.
Like, just a little bit, a tiny bit, like, that would have made this a lot better. Like, yeah, it's just missing something.
And again, maybe it's a difference in culture, but
it could have been. Yeah.
But none of these actors have any charisma, in my opinion. Yeah, no charisma.
Besides Jackie Chan.
It's not Jackie Chan, but again, this guy's making movies for 40 years.
But they're like, even if you switch the actors, like just you play this guy and you play this guy instead, they would have been the same guy.
Dude, they could have switched clothing and I wouldn't even know the difference. You're right. And that's not a slight to like Asian people. It's just that how they're acting is it's all the same. It's all the same. It's like the same person. They're not. There's no difference in their personalities.
No character.
No. It's like oh, he's a rebel and he's the uptight guy and like you know. No, it's like they're all the same person.
The only thing is, you're the guy with the son, and that's all I know.
That's it. That's it. Exactly. And you're the guy who's gonna love the girl at the end.
Yes,
that's
you're the love interest because she put you in a coconut.
Exactly. That's it. Yep. And she shot you with a tranquilizer gun.
She shot you with the tranquilizer gun. Yeah.
That's all.
But yeah, you're right. There's no. Like we mentioned this even earlier, there's no one has any character development whatsoever.
No one's character development. There's no characters. Yeah. There's no character. It's just the old. Again, you could take the dialogue and switch it around, and it's all the same. Like you could literally change. They could change dialogue mid scene, and I wouldn't know the difference. I'd be like, oh, okay. You get the same information at the end of the day. There's no difference to it at all.
What's your first similar movie?
My first similar movie is a Captain America Winter Soldier, a Marvel movie. I feel like this movie was trying to be that, but Winter Soldier is definitely a better film. But I feel like everything from like the car chases to the action scenes, I just feel like it was almost a bite of Winter Soldier. But I feel like I definitely go check out Winter Soldier because it's a much better film. But yeah, if you want to watch an Asian version of it, just go watch Vanguard then, because that's what it is.
My first is Mission Impossible 2. It's another spy, you know, espionage film, kind of like this one. With a lot of over-the-top, ridiculous action scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Vanguard's way better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mission Impossible 2 is one of the biggest disappointments I've ever seen.
Yep.
But it has that same... It is directed by John Woo, so it has that same Asian flair to it.
Yes, it does.
But it is... You know,
but he goes overboard with Asian flair in that movie. Yeah. It's fun. It's popcorn. It's fun. But, like, yeah, that movie definitely stands out in terms of, like, Mission Impossible films.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Like, you can't... Put it in, like, you know, like a slot anywhere in those movies. It doesn't fit anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. It feels like it's a John Woo film. It's not a Mission Impossible film.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's John Woo just going way overboard with John Woo.
Going nuts, dude.
He's restrained in Face Off, and he's restrained in Broken Arrow and On Target.
Yep.
And I guess the directors of Mission Impossible, like the producers were like, just do what you do.
Yeah. I think Tom Cruise was definitely enabling him too.
Yes.
I think Tom Cruise was like, "Yeah, get me on the motorcycle. I'm gonna do this.
I want 15 slow motion shots."
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he definitely was enabling him. You can't enable John Woo. You have to do the opposite. You gotta be like, "Okay, calm down. Like, we gotta pull this back a bit." You know.
No, Christian Slater can't do that. He's not getting.
Christian Slater is like,
pull this back.
Christian's like, "No, the Y word doesn't work for me, dude. I can't do that."
No. I can't. He's like, "This is Hollywood. I'm not tumbling down a staircase firing guns, buddy."
Exactly.
No, it's not happening.
Rolling down the...
I'll roll over there in the ground.
Exactly, yeah. I'm not going to roll on the stairs shooting people. Exactly, yeah.
I'm not hanging off the banister.
Exactly.
What's your second one?
My second one, again, another Mission Impossible. Mine's a Rogue Nation, though.
This is the most CGI'd Mission Impossible.
That's exactly what it is, exactly. This is the most CGI one. Again, it's Mission Impossible, and this one, Ethan Hunt's trying to go after the syndicate.
Is that the one with the sandstorm?
It is, right? Yes. So that's this was not the one to stand. So this is the one with the motorcycle chase scene. You're thinking of the other one.
What was the last one called? Fallout, right?
Fallout. It was Rogue Nation, and then it was the other one before. That's the one that you're thinking of.
That's the one in Istanbul, that big sandstorm.
Okay. There is CG in this one too, but it's a lot more practical.
They kind of blend into each other.
This one and the other one, the Rogue Nation, I believe it's. Ghost Protocol. That's the one that you're thinking of.
Okay.
This is the. I feel like this
when
is a little bit better
the
one.
Girls, this one.
Yeah, that this is the one who meets the girl.
Rebecca
something her name is. Yeah. Yes. He meets her in this one. This is where they meet each other. They first start off. Yeah. This is a better one. I feel like I like this one because he goes after the syndicate. The villain's pretty cool in this one. I just felt very similar in terms of like the spy element feels very similar to both these movies. The chase scenes are really cool in Rogue Nation also. I feel like that also reminded me of this as well. And it's just an overall kind of like, in terms of Vanguard, I feel like these two movies are pretty similar for
and this
it.
Is when, that's when Alec Baldwin was introduced to the...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, wait, I'm so confused because...
No, it is. I think
Ghost
this is
Protocol
where
he... when he's introduced because that's when he takes over.
But that's when Jeremy Renner is there too, right?
He's in the third one.
Because he's in Ghost Protocol and he's in...
He's in
he
all
the
of
third
them.
One?
He's in all of them, yeah. He's in three.
With Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's in that one.
Yeah,
he might be. I kind of.
He helps get the. He helps get the rabbit foot.
We're gonna. I think you're right. Yes.
No, these movies, they blend together so fast. They do. Because don't get me wrong, they're all amazing action films.
But Ghost Protocol and Rogue Nation, literally, like, you could watch the movies back to back, and you would think it's the same movie. This
is why I'm confused when we're talking, is because those movies are basically the same movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're so similar. They both have, like, very similar car chases, motorcycle chases.
They do. Ghost Protocol and Rogue Nation both have very similar car chases. And even the look and the feel, same director, it feels the same. It's crazy. But definitely check out Rogue Nation.
Check out Ghost Protocol while you're at it.
You might as well, because it's basically feel like the same movie.
Yes. So we're talking about over the top team movies and they're doing crazy action. A-Team, man.
Oh yeah.
Like they literally use a tank, fire a tank to slow their fall when they're falling.
Talk about over the top.
But the action scenes are real. There's one action scene where BA is running down a building.
Yes.
And there's a guy machine gunning him on the other building, and all the glass. Yo, it looks amazing.
Yeah, but it's like you said, it's that severely over the top action where it's ridiculous. The whole movie's like that, yes.
But they're fun. They're all fun.
It's fun. It's fun. Yes. It's just fun popcorn.
Flick. Like the director, Joe Carnahan, like he knows he's making a ridiculous film. He never takes it serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's a fun action film. That's all it is. Popcorn movie. That's it.
A good one.
Yes, a good one. Yes, a fun, good popcorn movie.
So that's our review for Vanguard, and we both I recommend it.
I recommend it too. Definitely check it out,
especially for action fans, martial arts fans. It has plenty of fun.
It has a little bit in there for everybody. Yes. Really, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, special effects fans.
Yeah, oh, got it. It's all there.
Yeah, you can indulge in this one.
Yes, you really could.
You know what? Watch this and then watch Rogue. You'll have a blast looking at an animal.
It's the same lion.
Yeah, it's the same lion. It's the same green suit guy.
Exactly. Yep.
There's a guy who played Golem. This is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.